Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.
Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ostermeyer, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gunvalson and Lee Rodswell. Along with my co-hosts, Stacey Noel Connor and Nate Safer, welcome to the Bravo Breakdown. Hey, hey!
Ahoy.
Let's do this.
How's it going for you guys? How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good. I went to bed like...
In all honesty, shut up. Yeah. Like, let's not talk about us. Let's go straight into you. It doesn't fucking matter. So let's just do this.
That's
like,
right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you guys are wearing your sunglasses because I'm glowing right now. And that might be because Santa came early. I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter or Instagram.
No, what happened?
Cinderella went to the ball. That is right. That is right. I went to, last night, Saturday night, I went to the Hilton family holiday party, the private family party at Kathy's house.
I don't know what you're going to do now, because really, like, this has been your dream since we met.
It's all downhill now.
Like, you've talked nonstop about this for years. Yeah, so, I mean, what next?
I know. And I mean, we'll get into it when we talk about Beverly Hills, but it was a subject in Erica's confessional this week. Who gets into this party? That's what she was talking about. Well, I do. So that's what matters. So, it was cool. So what was there? Oh my God. Everywhere you turn, there are people. Like, it is just like, You can't like look across a room or turn around without seeing someone famous there. It was so cool. So from Housewives, we in the Bravo world, we had obviously Kathy and Paris and Nikki. So cool. And okay, Housewives, we had Kyle and Morgan. They were there. Kim, so the family, and Sutton, Dorit, Crystal, and Garcelle. They were there from the show. Noticeably, Erica wasn't, which, remember, she said in this week's episode, she didn't care. Yeah. Well, she got her wish then. Thank you for opening up a spot for me. And then who else was there? Rachel Zoe was there. She was on Broadway.
I die.
Rachel and her husband. Yeah.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger was there. Roger was at the valet with them at the end of the night. And then over on HGTV, whichever Property Brother is dating Zooey Deschanel, because Zooey Deschanel was there with the Property Brother.
I think they're married, aren't they? And it doesn't matter. And I don't know which one's which.
I think they're engaged. They're engaged. Okay. They're engaged. And I think it's Jonathan. I was standing right next to him for a while. And I watch HGTV. You know, it's like on in the background all the time. And I wanted to say something, but their last name is Scott. So you have two twins and a last name that's a first name. There was no way I was going to get the name right.
Yeah, but one has a beard, one doesn't. Hey. It's so obvious.
You know, I'm bad with, like, I would have been like, hey, Scott Drew, Property Bro. So I was like calling, what was I calling him? Broey Deschanel. I couldn't think of his name. God, there are a lot of people there, though. Some legends. Gloria Allred was there. I was like, wow.
Was she wearing red?
No, what? No, she wasn't. But I did. You know what? You know what my second... So I was like sitting there thinking to myself, how funny would it be? I'm obsessed with her old news conferences, her press conferences. Remember when she'd announced she's taking on a case?
Still does.
You have the victim sitting next to her. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if we could get a mic in here and we could take a picture where I'm crying into the mic and she's kind of like holding me. And like
you have to do that in front of books. Okay. Like oh if there's God. Like a library at the house, it has to be in front of like bookshelves.
Yeah, so that's cool. I'm trying to think of who else. I probably took note. I was a little, champagne was flowing. I had fun.
Well, here, Jordan, let me stop you real quick because I stopped listening after you said Sutton. So I have two questions. How did she look and was she there alone?
I don't know if she was there alone. I'm sure she looked rich. If that's what you're going for,
that's my girl.
yes, that's what I know. That's what you're thinking. She looked like she gets $300,000 a month in alimony. Looked great. And who else? Oh, Faye was there. Faye Resnick,
of course.
So that was cool. She was like, it was kind of like my own little rehash of this week's Beverly Hills, to be honest.
Honestly.
Yeah, I may have taken half a gummy before I went just to calm my nerves because, this was a huge deal to me. And like, I was like, so I kind of had my own little, I kind of went rogue and hosted my own Beverly. This was my dinner party from heaven.
we're
I have some questions for you,
please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have. So who was the best dressed and who was the worst dressed, would you say?
The best dressed, I will say, will be the gracious, wonderful hostess.
Oh, come Kathy. On. What a cop-out answer right there, unless it's true.
I mean, she looked great.
Well, then give us the worst dressed. Give us the worst dressed. Who was the worst dressed?
I don't know who. I'm trying to think.
Well, I think we can all agree it would have been Erica, right? So, I don't know.
I mean, people pull out all the stops. I have to say, like, there is one woman there who is an ex-wife of a very major oil thing. Like, she's one of those like she's like Candy Spelling Rich. I mean, their names are on buildings and stuff. And I never seen someone so casually wearing millions and millions and millions of dollars in jewelry. Everything. And I even was like, is that all real? They're like, she would never wear fake. I was like, my God, this was like Elizabeth Taylor going to the Oscars status. People really pull out all the stops. So everyone looks their best. I'm pretty sure all the makeup artists and hairdressers in Beverly Hills yesterday were busy.
Who did you smoke cigarettes with?
I'm not at liberty to say, but I did. I actually almost smoked like almost a pack in like the night. I mean, I was nervous and I was drinking, and so it just combined. And that's also
the
way.
Did you make new friends?
Yeah. Oh, that's the other. Oh, you know who was there too? He wasn't smoking, but Alex Baskin, Beverly Hills, the Beverly Hills producer. So that was cool.
So you're going to be on next season?
He didn't smoke with.
You're going to be like a friend of? Awesome.
The house boy. Mm. Real Houseboys.
You're going to be listed as one of their creative directors, like Erica for some reason as a creative director.
Really? Yeah. Oh, Mikey. Yeah. I'm just going to like Mikey Minden now.
Yeah, there's Mikey Minden, there's Justin Sylvester, and now there's Jordan Ross Myers.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Surprise. So that was cool. I mean, yeah.
Did anybody comment on the amount of filming you did? Because I honestly, the amount of stuff you sent us, it could have looked like you were casing the house to rob it.
No, I was pretty discreet. I mean, I took a there was Paris and Nikki. They were DJing Britney songs. That was really cool. No, I don't think I took that many. I don't think I took as many as you guys would expect.
That is true. That is honestly most of your photos to us were the pregame, where you your outfits and such. That was so.
Yeah, yeah. Once I was in there, I was trying. You know, we all know my head was racing and my mind was burst or my heart was bursting, but I tried to play it cool, you know. Oh, you know, is there too? We talked about on the show, Brandon Davis. Got to hang with him for a minute with Ashley Benson. Yeah.
Was she showing? Is she pregnant?
Is she showing?
She's pregnant, yeah. And so it was a dream come true. Santa came early. You're right, though. I don't know what my next goal is. What's left?
Well, I have a question. Did you wake up there cuddled in between Kathy and Rick this morning in a onesie?
I left at a reasonable-ish hour and made
it. Did you leave with someone else's coat?
No, I actually was nervous because I wore a nice coat. I mean, everyone I'm sure did, but it was in the coat closet. And I was like, there was, when they were putting mine away, I noticed someone else had a similar one. And I was like, well, I hope that similar one's even nicer than mine, because if they get mixed up, at least, yeah.
Go.
So no, it was cool.
Did you talk about the husband?
Oh,
was Mauricio there?
Morgan was there. Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle was there and Morgan was there.
Yeah, it was a whole family affair.
Hmm.
Kim, her daughters. It was.
Is Carter there?
Yes, yes, okay. He was. He's really nice too, I have to say. They were all really nice. I didn't experience any drama. I mean, there were no wine throwing.
That's disappointing.
I know you'd already had a gummy, but did you bum a gabapentin off of Sutton?
She only takes those at bedtime. She probably didn't bring them with her.
So she says, but who knows when she's going to fall asleep? Like maybe she was under the impression that maybe there might be a late night pajama party at Kathy's. So she was prepared to stay because they are best friends. They are basically sisters now.
They are. It's true.
They are. Should we get into that one? I mean,
yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's talk about Beverly Hills this week. It was kind of like a preview for the park in its own way. It was like a preview for
Can I ask you guys the awkwardness of that party in this week's episode? How does that compare to the Amsterdam dinner? Because all you do is tell me, I know what the word Amsterdam dinner means, but I've never watched it. So on a comparison, because this was awkward. This was pretty awkward.
This was so tame. Okay. The Amsterdam dinner was a level never see again.
The Amsterdam dinner was like Krakatoa erupting.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Whereas like this was awkward and funny and had some moments, had some, you know, little sparklers going off of fireworks, but nothing compared. The Amsterdam dinner is a volcano.
I think the best way to sum up this episode was the chef saying, dude, Denise Richards is fucked up from the kitchen. I was like, yep, that is accurate. Yeah.
When Dorit was so friendly, to tell
like the nicest way possible, she's like, honey, is your jacket upside down or backwards?
Upside down. Yep. And the thing is that I don't doubt, though, that Denise has been treated like that, like she thought she was being treated at the moment, that somebody has been condescending to her or patronizing to her about something that wasn't really happening. Whereas like at this instance, she thinks that Dorit is being patronizing towards her, but actually Dorit is trying to be
clearly,
nice to her.
It was clearly on backwards. She just was upside down. Up. Fairly obvious. Her jacket became down. A bolero. Like it was not the same.
Dorit was so funny about it too.
Like she wouldn't give it up. Sometimes you're just like, don't argue with a drunk person. Like you can't.
I love the follow-up where like Dorit was sticking to it and Denise is like, stop it. I know what you're talking about. And Dorit's like,
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. And she's like, she leans in the jacket. Like she's just like, what? But I get it. Like she, I don't, what's her name? I don't know what she was on. She was the most paranoid person. She's at a weed dinner where she says she won't have any weed. And she was the most paranoid, slurry person there.
But like, that,
on a different level.
That's going to be my no go to when I don't feel like explaining myself to somebody. I'm just going to start yelling, watch the show. Just watch the show. Erica didn't know what to do with that. Erica's like, no, I'm not. What? No.
That was another thing. Once again, she broke the fourth wall. And it's like, go watch old episodes of what we're filming right now. Mm-hmm. It was.
But she loves to do that. That is a Denise Richards go-to, is breaking the fourth wall. Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo. Like, that's what she does. She loves breaking that fourth wall. And I think it's iconic. I love it. Yeah. And I was thinking as I was watching it, though, the next day when they go, or the quote-unquote next day, when they go have lunch with her. And I was like, now Nate is going to see
lucid.
How this is not normal Denise Richards. This is normal Denise Richards.
The way she was slurring and looking at everybody, looking at the camera, she looked like a bad actor. If you tell a bad actor to play drunk. Like she was doing like a vaudevillian over the top, like hamming it up, which really honestly is on brand for Denise Richards acting. Like she's a terrible actress. So this made sense. Yeah.
There is, okay, this show I like, it's been on and off for years. It's called The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's the best.
And they had an episode, her character is like this kind of former hot actor, you know, actress is now trying to make her comeback and everything. And there is an episode that's a flashback to her audition for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And it's where she's sitting down with Lisa Vanderpump at Villa Blanca. And her character, who is this a former actress, is now, you know, they show basically her test shot and why they couldn't use her. It's because she literally was like Denise Richards in this scene. She's paranoid. She's convinced everyone's setting her up and she's breaking the fourth wall, yelling for producers to interrupt and saying, no, Vanderpump. But like, just like, it was a joke. But
see, Valerie, you know, Alex Baskin just really missed out on not casting Valerie Cherish in the original.
Valerie Cherish is the character.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and the thing is that the original season of The Comeback was out before Housewives ever happened. Mm-hmm. So this show, and so it kind of was interesting because this show, which was reality, you know, was very meta. It was a TV show about a reality TV show about an actor trying to make a comeback, was before Housewives and a lot of the Bravo stuff was in that sphere. Mm-hmm. And so then when they did the comeback of the comeback, it was so interesting how the landscape had changed. And then that's when they did the whole
she's kind of like Hills one. The new reality in her position was you become a housewife then.
Yep.
Rinna,
exactly.
I was gonna say, why was Camille there? She served no purpose at all. She didn't even say anything. When she popped up, you were very excited she was back. They made a point of Faye being very upset that she was there, and nothing came of it at all.
Faye didn't really seem to be that upset.
Oh, she was seemed annoyed.
There seemed to be talk.
Yeah. I think
Faye, I like Faye, but Faye always seems annoyed by stuff, to be honest with you.
You know, Faye's really smart, and my thinking is she knew by moving to the end of the table, it killed the confrontation that would have given Camille screen time.
Oh,
that's my thinking. Yeah. It kind of neutralized the situation for Camille, so now she was at the end of the table without anyone to play off of.
And like drunk high Denise Richards right next to her is like catching the attention right there. In that conversation. So yeah. And also Camille is great. I like Camille a lot, but she needs to have a foe. She's really great, I feel like, on social media with her witty comebacks and stuff like that. And if she is a little bit more of the focus, like she was like seasons one and two of Housewives, she's good. But as a friend of, she just kind of comes in there with a little bit of a rapier and tries to go beak, beak. Tries to poke at people.
She
and Faye's not going to give that to her.
That's what like, I mean. I think she knew in that moment by moving to the end of the table, it kind of just like neutralized. Camille had no one to shine to be. She didn't have a foil to be. So she was quiet the whole night. Sutton, though. Oh, I mean that. My love.
Although she did drop a little bit in my book when she said, "We all know I can't stand on my head." Knocked down a few pegs in my personal feelings about her, but you know, it's okay. I still love her. And I love that she made a point of being like, no THC for me in the meal. And then she just pulls out a joint. Why not?
Yeah. That was pretty bold of her. I give her that.
And she's like, I was told I could smoke.
Yeah. We have to talk about though, that confrontation with her and Sutton. Because to me, it confirmed what I felt last week, which was that I knew when I said Kyle was drawing a boundary with her with that little sister comment, as like, there Sutton goes doing what every cycle of Beverly Hills, every cycle of cast, there's always been someone who tries inserting themselves in the sisterhood. And, you know, whether it was Rinna or Vanderpump, or there's always been someone playing them. And this week when she literally said she's the fourth sister. She said, you're not talking to two of your sisters. Now do you want to lose a third?
Yeah, that was like, oh, well,
she realized how bad it was. Like right after, she's like, yeah, I crossed the line.
Yeah, yeah, crossed the line. But I also think it revealed some cards or what's going on in her head, where I was like, oh, there it is. Like, I mean, this is coming. I can't judge. This is coming from someone who basically thinks I'm adopted and their Christmas card after a party. Right. But you know what I mean. She might be as delusional as I am, because I thought that was, it's like, it's not even just how weird that is, but she really, I don't think, has known them that long. And to make it sound like she's Kyle's little sister, it's kind of creepy to me.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that angle.
It's crazy that, like, Kathy's not on the show, but she's still the main character of the show. Like, it still all revolves around her, which, that's wild.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've said it on the podcast before. Now that you, Nate, are getting into the show, you might understand what I've said before, where I've always felt the show, the idea of Housewives of Beverly Hills was kind of created around the idea of Kathy Hilton. I mean, especially at that time, it was like 2009, and what did they do? They picked her sisters, and it's always been... she's always been an off-camera presence, or she makes a cameo and it's a big deal to the sister, or not the sisters, the whole cast. Like she's always been an aspirational, like a fairy godmother to the cast. You know what I mean? And so even though she left the show, I mean, there was this whole episode, it was built around tensions over who's closer to her.
It was almost like they were afraid to say her name too. It was like, I'm not comparing her, but it's almost like a Voldemort. We're like, we can't say the name. Like it's even Sutton was like, yeah, I'm talking about Kathy, and like sort of muttered it. Like, it's like, you can't even, she's that powerful. You can't even say her name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's what we were talking about earlier. Erica's confessional actually talked about the Christmas party this week, where she goes, what does she say? She goes, some of the women in this group fear Kathy. She holds the access to what they want. She can freeze you out of Beverly Hills. She can freeze you out of social standing. And then she said, I've always been a lone wolf. I don't care if I'm on at her Christmas parties or on her list. Well, this aired the week of the Christmas party. So. But yeah. I mean, the women do definitely, because she's she's actually what housewives are supposed, you know what I mean? So she is like the first housewife of Beverly Hills. So yeah.
Candy might take issue with that, but you know.
That's right. And duke it out. Maybe there'll be, there are a few more nights of Hanukkah. Maybe there's time for Cammy to invite me over. Light a menorah. Diamond studded.
I'm rooting for you. Like you said, where you've mentioned,
hey, all your dreams.
You mentioned a few times about how they're not really friends in real life. You know, they don't, they're friendly, but not really like friends. And the Dorit thing was funny at the end when she was doing her confessional talking about how, you know, I think she said something like, I've known Kyle a long time. We've been friends a long time. And then it cut to a photo of her, PK, Kyle and Mauricio, but it was from 3 years ago. Like it actually said in the photo 2020. I'm like, okay, you guys go way back 3 years. Like you couldn't even find an older photo than 2020. It's saying like, oh, we're old friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if Dorit was there. See the sorry, that's back to the party. I thought I heard she might be there or something, but it's so many people in so many rooms, but I'm reporting the ones I saw or interacted with. Dorit may have been there. The only one I know for sure was Erica, hence this episode. Yeah, no, that was the part. I mean, even like, who has, like, Crystal seems to be siding with Sutton these days, or they seem closer on better terms. But even she, when they sat down the next day at that, like, brunch or whatever, one of our listeners, by the way, asked where it was. And we chimed in. And they were filming that. It's called the Six Chow House. It's on Ventura in Studio City. So,
was it really?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't even pick up
right
on
across
that.
From Pins.
Really? Okay,
I did.
Yeah, and so anyways, even Crystal was like, "No, I get it," but she was like, "That sister comment." Sutton was like, "I know."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least she acknowledged that she crossed the line. She wasn't like being, you know, standoffish about it.
Yeah. See, what's her name? Lisa Rinna would have never apologized for that, and so she would have come up with some story about how her sister reminds her of the time Harry Hamlin, and she's processing
Correction.
Trauma from her ninth grade junior prom and own it.
I disagree with you because Lisa Rinna would have apologized for it, but she wouldn't apologize for it until the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll say, like, all, before that, she'll do everything that you said. But then at the reunion, she'll go, yeah, I get it. Yeah, looking back, I see that wasn't right for me to do. I totally own it. I'm going to change. I'm working on myself. I'm a work in progress, as she was every season. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know where they'll go, but they were both there at the party, so I don't know.
I would like to point out, because it was a source of jokes within the episode about Sutton's esophagus problems. That is a real thing, by the way. I don't care what Anne-Marie, the nurse esthetician, says, or is that what she was? Something like that.
An esthetician
would be a beauty. Yeah, you're right.
She's an anesthesiologist.
Those words are way too close together to be too close to each other to be so different. But my uncle has an esophagus issue where he actually does literally have to cut food into really, really small pieces. So it is a thing. Like, I mean, whether or not she has it, different story, but it is a thing for everybody to be like, that's not real.
Well, also it was kind of like I didn't completely disagree with Anne-Marie of like, you should, if you're an anesthesiologist, you should know stuff about somebody's neck and like airways and stuff like that. But she's not putting a tube in her esophagus because she's not doing an endoscopy. She's putting a tube down her trachea, which is a completely different tube. Just so that people know this, you do have two tubes going down, just like women have three holes down there and men have two. Like,
what? Like, what? Little. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes men don't. You don't know women's bodies at all.
I'm doing a bit. Yeah. This is a bit, Stacey.
Do you know how many men I've met?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Don't know that women have three holes?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's like amazing. So the fact that like somebody wouldn't know that there are I've met people who don't know that there are two tubes in your neck, basically. I mean, at least for that stuff. There's more with veins and arteries and stuff. But anyway.
They're really painting themselves. I mean, I don't, like we talked about last week with Anne-Marie, she was obviously in it more this week. I mean, they went to her house and everything. But and they briefly showed her husband, but that is like to have the husband of a housewife being credibly accused of rape is something that they cannot do. So I was shocked that they showed him at all, like even mentioned him by name. Mm-hmm. So who knows what they do going forward?
Well, I mean, we'll see as this happened. So this happened recently, I think, the allegations. I don't mean he's accused of, but the actual accusation.
It's within the last
month. So maybe going forward, because it doesn't seem like she's supposed to be full-time. That was what we were told going into this season. I don't think she's getting the full-time treatment. So maybe they are hatching a plan to phase her out. I'm not really sure.
She had a sweet house, though. I love the pickleball court with the basketball court. It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. That one's true, though, because, you know, sometimes, you know, people on these shows, like, they exaggerate if they're neighbors or friends or whatever. Like, when it was, like, PK and LVP, and they're like, oh, anyone from England? Oh, we go back to London. And it's just, like, to kind of build a story for casting, essentially, to introduce someone. Kyle and Anne-Marie do literally live on the same street. They're, like, legit neighbors. So at least that one wasn't some made up. I don't know how friendly they are, but at least that part was true. They even showed Kyle jogging over.
I'm going to make a case for Anne-Marie just because if she is an entertaining housewife as a personality, that she should be on next season with her husband going down. Because look, what happened with Erica and Tom, like, mm-hmm. that was ratings gold for Beverly Hills. So people love to see a marriage failing. And especially, we haven't seen a marriage with a sex scandal failing. We've seen plenty of frauds happening. But this, and sex scandal is still, that's too nice of a term. But, you know, we're not making light of sexual abuse or anything like that. But you guys get what I'm saying. I mean, to see kind of like the back, because I don't think we hear a lot about, you know, how the family members of the, you know, the person that, you know, are accused, how they deal with that, because they can deal with it in so many different ways. Do they believe? Do they not believe? Are they angry? Are they not angry? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just another like angle to like,
I don't
watch like, it all go down.
Well, that's a seek. It's like, I don't know. Like the thing about that, is, like my thinking is with Erica, we were already invested. She didn't come on the show with the scandal. We had followed her along for a few seasons in the peak of her marriage and lifestyle. I don't know if they'd introduce her to discuss a scandal. I mean, they might. It seems like they're brushing her aside, but I don't know. I mean, are we about halfway through the season at this
point? This was episode seven. Is it, about 13?
Okay, so we're approaching about half. So I think this is one we'll show. There should be a new trailer coming out that will tell a mid-season trailer that will kind of tell us the direction, seal her fate.
I mean, I'm thinking that she wasn't that interesting of a housewife, so that's why she's not having. That's why she's not in much of it. Period. So not that like what happened has diminished her role in the show thus far.
Yeah,
this was just kind of like from the get-go. It's like, she's not as interesting. I think we're going to devote her. You know,
something I have to say, and it's weird for me, is that I do slightly, I don't mind Erica. I'm not going to say she's a great person, but I think she's improved as a person on the show. She's more human.
I was gonna ask that, because this whole season she's been sort of there was the whole she's gave up for Lent, the arguing with people, and it seems like she's been very chill since that. But the Erica that I've heard she stories about, like this one seems very entertaining. Like
she seems like she has more of a sense of humor about herself, where before she was very cold, very defensive, very like intimidating, but here she seems a little softer, I would say, these past few episodes, even the way she handled Denise.
But she's going to come back at Denise, though. We've seen a little preview. Like there's another fight between the two of them, and it looks like Erica lets her have it, like it's old Erica again, not like Lexapro and vodka Erica, but that she lets her have it.
Okay, so I was trying to speculate, since we never fully get the answer, with Denise and Erica. At least, I mean, Erica was begging, everyone was begging her to explain, and Denise was just like, you know what you did. You watch it. Was she, is she still, I mean, is she still talking about when Erica mentioned the menage a trois and her kids may have overheard that phrase from her? Or is there something else that, going on that she that did seems to her to on be, the show?
I don't know. I mean, that's what the next day, that luncheon mm-hmm. that they had, that's what she it, seems to be saying
the clip from it.
It was about. But I'm like, yeah. And I was like, that was years ago. And one of your daughters is on OnlyFans now. That, like, yeah. Well, shut yeah, the fuck up.
That's where I was going. I was like, is that really, do you think that is what, first of all, Denise is on OnlyFans. Her daughter is on OnlyFans. They're all in the realm of Charlie. I was going to call him Charlie Harper. Charlie Jeez. Sheen. I mean, does she think that one offhand French term said 30 feet away at a different table 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe four, three, changed the trajectory her daughter was going to be a debutante mm-hmm. before
no.
this?
But she, I mean, and I don't want to sound like, I'm just going to say it, like, Denise Richards, dude, you starred in Wild Things. Mm-hmm. That was like softcore menage yeah. a trois that, like, I'm sorry, anybody who was in high school in the 90s, like, totally watched yeah. that film and yeah. was like, ah, in the aughts too. Like, everybody knows that film. Everybody watched that so many times. It was just like, hello, doesn't matter. Male, female, non-binary, everybody's turned on by that fucking film. So, like, girl, come on. Like, oh.
Yeah, that's why. If that, I'm hoping it turns out, because, you know, I do get, maybe we don't understand as outsiders, because, you know, a lot did happen when Denise was on. Maybe she thought Erica would back her up in the sex scandal and she didn't feel it. So maybe mm-hmm. Denise is referencing something more behind the scenes that we don't get. Because honestly,
that's what I hope, because that's stronger, yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm, because I mean, if it is about that menage a trois line years ago, like,
weak sauce,
that is just like, she's done. I mean, that is just the stupidest thing. But maybe, I mean, and the thing with Denise is, first I'm like, well, maybe it was something off camera and she doesn't, but Denise doesn't hesitate to say, watch the episode, get production. Like, she breaks right? the fourth wall more than anyone. So I don't know, but if it really is about that line, even I like, what? It wasn't that racy. Denise Richards, if Jordan Myers isn't blushing over that off-color top, off-color comment,
honestly,
you really need to let it go. The former Mrs. Sheen. Oh, what else is there? What else is there? Beverly Hills Ensue My Life.
Same, but, same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but over on Dawn, I mean, Orange County.
Oh,
I'm
my
excited
gosh.
About this.
Well, I mean, I posted a little thing on our TikTok and mm-hmm. our Instagram, my opinions about Alexis Bellino and John Jansen dating, apparently. Jesus effing Christ, dude. And everybody's like, he's the new Slade Smiley. And I was like, yes, that is it. He is
yeah.
Slade Smiley hopping from housewife to housewife. And it's just gross. Like, I don't even, as much as like, I was never a fan of Alexis Bellino's, but I also like really hated her ex-husband, Jim. Like, I thought he was mm-hmm. terrible. And so like, I gave her a lot of like passes. And this is the thing. I just go, girl, stay away from this man. This man is terrible. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even like, I'm mad at John. I'm just like, it's about John dating her.
Okay.
You know?
What we need to get to the bottom of, and hopefully, I mean, there are rumors, nothing's been confirmed with the contracts yet. You'll see posts every day or every, you know, mm-hmm. these contracts have been sent out and this person's coming out. We don't know until it's literally released. I mean, anytime a season ends, it's like months of these rumored contract leaks and things like that. I feel and I hope that Alexis will be coming back, if not full time and a friend of, because Taylor Armstrong flopped. They need someone back. And she's in the mix again. But what I want to know now is if Alexis and John were together that night at the Quiet Woman when Shannon got her DUI, or if it was the aftermath of Shannon's DUI that brought them together.
I want to know that too.
Same. Me too.
Yeah.
Because she had, I mean, she had.
Wasn't she coming back from like John's place when she got that DUI?
She was, what was she doing? Was she heading to John's place?
I think she was, if I remember, she was going to his place, I believe, if I remember.
Okay. So that's the big answer. But it was like in his neighborhood. Because as far as we know, and it came out and Alexis did comment on it, was a part of Shannon's meltdown that night at the Quiet Woman when she got really drunk and got her DUI, was that Alexis showed up and she was like, Shannon was really upset and like talking about calling her a B word or something like that. Just like couldn't believe she was there. And now I'm thinking maybe it's because she's his new girlfriend. Or was it a self-fulfilling prophecy and this the aftermath of that actually brought them together? Either way, good for Alexis. I want to see her back on the show.
I don't mind having her back on the show, but not good for Alexis. That man is going to screw her over so badly, but we're just going to all have to watch it.
Yeah.
I hope we get to watch it. Because
I hope she's coming back and like a villain.
He's like, this is my opinion. He's like Slade and Brooks combined. He also reminds me of like Dirty John, like that whole thing. Like that's what I'm like. He's Slade, Brooks, and Dirty John all mixed together. That's what I have a feeling about him. That's my gut about him. We'll just watch it all play out. I mean, if he wants to keep being on television, he can get burned at the stake when it all goes down.
I'm rooting for Alexis. I want to see Shannon and Alexis's first scene. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm picturing flashback to the Quiet Woman, Kelly Dodd, Shannon. That's not my plate, you effing.
That's not my boyfriend, you effing bitch.
Sorry. I don't wish Shannon like harm. It's not it's more like
you don't like Shannon.
I don't, but what I do like about her, and it's why these housewives know, she's so easy to trigger. It's so easy to get under her skin. And it gives a performance for housewives, but it's also just fun. Like you could gaslight her. I mean, from first season, you will all know the truth. I mean, she's just an easy trigger. And I think that could bring out Alexis's inner villain, which would be fun to watch. Anything else? I mean, I'm a little overwhelmed.
I can tell.
I have so much to process this.
You look exactly like Cinderella probably did look the next day. Just like haggard.
Yeah.
Just that didn't make it into the movie, but absolutely haggard.
I should have left a glass slipper last night. That would have been cute.
Well, your glass slipper is a picture of you, a framed picture of you on the piano. You didn't do that, did you?
No, you know, I think it's our listeners have been commenting on the photo, the selfie I posted. I did, by the way, take my favorite famous foyer. I love it. I did take a picture on the stairs with the Christmas tree, the whole nine yards. But then I have that really cool selfie I posted with Paris in the dining room. And it's the pink dining room where Erica had her meltdown and threatened Sutton last season. It's the caviar baked potato dining room. As like, so where am I going with that? Oh, people were commenting. Our listeners, shout out if I went through with it and left my frame photo on in the house. And you know, why spoil the surprise? So you know what could help us chase our next adventure? I don't know if it's going to be Jeff Bezos's spaceship or I don't know. Does Oprah have a helicopter? I don't know. I need a thrill. But the way to get us there is to rate, subscribe, follow, and review Pretty Corrupt Podcast. Make sure to share with your friends, your pilots, your flight attendants, your security, your valets, anyone who will listen. And of course, head on over to social media, where you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt What. Of course, on all those, we're linked with our individual accounts as well, Stacey, Nate, and me. So I was gonna wish you all a Merry Christmas, because it happened for me this weekend, but happy holiday season. See you next. And by the way, pop culture is next. See you next episode. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.